Rubio, Danes introduce bill banning Pentagon from using taxpayer funds for drag performances. By Christina Wong on May 11, 2023. Senators Marco Rubio, RFL, and Steve Daines, R-Mount, on Wednesday introduced a bill that would ban the Pentagon from spending taxpayer funds on drag queen performances or using taxpayer-funded facilities to host them. The bill's introduction comes on the heels of the Navy acknowledging that it asked an active-duty drag queen to be a Navy digital ambassador to help with the service's recruitment struggles. Rubio said in a statement. The DoD needs to get their priorities straight. Congress shouldn't have to enact legislation telling them to use their taxpayer funding on military equipment instead of adult cabarets, that's common sense. I'm proud to join Senator Daines in introducing this legislation to keep our military focused on what matters most. Daines added. Our military's mission is clear, to provide the military forces needed to deter and win wars and to protect the security of our country and our allies. Allowing the DoD to become a branch of far-left helping to promote their radical gender ideology by hosting and promoting drag queen performances is a threat to our national security and gross misuse of taxpayer funds. This must be stopped immediately. Their bill would prohibit the use of any DoD funds or facilities from being used to host, advertise, or support adult cabaret performances. The Navy's drag queen influencer spoke about performing drag shows during deployment on an aircraft carrier in 2017 and 2018, and the military has allowed for drag queen shows to be hosted on bases, including at Nellis Air Force Base, as first reported by Breitbart News. Military bases have also hosted drag queen story hours. Last year, the Ramstein Air Force Base's library in Germany was scheduled to host a drag queen story hour until Rubio intervened. Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Kevin Cramer, RND, and Ted Budd, RNC, are also original co-sponsors of the bill. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.